Soundstripe.
I can't accept the loss, I'm hard-headed. There's a little bit of madness. Hello, welcome to Takeoffs and Touchdowns, Machinist Talking Football. This is episode number 18 for week 18 of the 2023-2024 NFL season. This also happens to be our final episode of the season. I'm Wade, and I'm here with Kevin and Keith. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good, brother. First week back after holidays from the Christmas time. We had a good visit with my parents. They came in to see us and the grandkids. So, yeah, just getting back at it now.
I'm doing good, Wade. Thanks for asking. It's been a bit of a firestorm of a week. Looking forward to the weekend. How about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, just got catching up after the holidays and that. Had our first general meeting of the year here at 1681, and looking forward to a good 2024. Speaking of last week, how did you guys do?
Well, I went 3-1. Which puts me at 30-31 on the season. I'm happy with it. Was close to going 4-4, but it is what it is.
Yeah, for the second week in a row, I was a dismal 1-3. Yeah, just totally brutal. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good thing this is the last episode because I've been brutal the last few weeks here. My overall record for the season is 36-28. Going in here to the final week. Our guest Dave Flowers last week was 2-2. So that brings our guests to 28-26. Congratulations to Dave. It's better than the 0-4 he did in the first week. What about you, Wade? How'd you do last week?
I was 2-2. Unfortunately, I incorrectly called your San Francisco 49ers not covering. It was close, but they managed to pull it out and covered the 13.5 against the Commanders. But yeah, other than that, that's my normal is 2-2, so I'm not too upset.
Yeah, I told you that was a bad pick right after the podcast ended there last week. I told you that.
Don't lie, though.
It was too late to go back.
You were a little nervous for the first half of that game.
No, I wasn't.
Well, let's be honest. Anything could be better than what the refs did to the Lions last week, so. But that being said, to keep up to date with what's coming up and a look at our year-to-date record, be sure to like our Takeoffs and Touchdowns Facebook page. I hope you enjoy this episode, and let's get straight into it. We ran a pool through Office Pools and will be donating a portion of the proceeds to Guide Dogs of America. After this week's game, a winner will be crowned. Run CMC has 3-game lead going into the final week, so we want to put our NFL knowledge to the test. Each week we'll be picking games on a rotation. This week Wade will have the first 6 games, followed by me, and Keith will be closing out the slate. Wade, you're up.
All right. The first of my 6 games this week is the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens. The Steelers are actually favored by 3.5 in this game. The Ravens have little to play for and likely to rest many of their starters. The door is open for the Steelers and quarterback Mason Rudolph to continue their winning streak. The Steelers need a victory here to stay alive in the playoff race, so they should be plenty motivated to win and cover the 3.5. My second game is the Houston Texans at the Indianapolis Colts. The Texans are favored by 0.5. This huge game will determine if the Texans or Colts are playoff bound or maybe even division champs. Saturday night's contest is Stroud's Rookie of the Year moment, I feel. The Texans are on the road, but the young upstart team appears poised for a playoff berth and will easily beat up on the Colts team. My next game is the Cleveland Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are 5.5-point favorites. The Battle of Ohio has transformed to a battle of the backups. The Browns obviously have clinched and are going to rest many of their starters, including Joe Flacco. Although the Joe Burrow-less Bengals are eliminated from playoff contention, I feel they will likely play somewhat inspired football as they hope to end their season on a positive note and knock off their state rivals and cover the 5.5. My fourth game of the week is the Minnesota Vikings at the Detroit Lions. The Lions are favored by 2.5. The Lions are division champs for the first time since 1993. I expect the Lions to try and enter the postseason with some momentum, especially since they still have a small shot at the number two seed if the Cowboys and Eagles both lose. The Vikings need a win and some help to get into the playoffs, but are way too inconsistent for me to have any faith in them. I'm picking the Lions to cover the 2.5. My fifth.
Attaboy, Wade.
Thought you'd like that, Kev. My fifth game of the week is the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Tennessee Titans. The Jags are favored by 4.5. I truly want to pick the Titans to win just to experience the chaos that would ensue. But with the possibility Will Levis may not play and Tennessee's offense being dreadful with Ryan Tannehill under center, the Jags should win comfortably. My last game of the week is the New York Jets at the New England Patriots. The Pats are favored by 2.5. As much as a top three draft pick should entice the Patriots to lose, there's no way Bill Belichick is going to potentially finish his career in New England with a loss to the Jets, even if that's what I want to happen. I'd love to see my Pats get the quarterback of the future because it clearly isn't Mac Jones. But like I said, Belichick's not going to lose to the Pats in what could be his potentially his last game for the Patriots. They cover the 2.5. And that is my six games for this week.
All right. That means I'm up. My six games, I'm going to be honest with you, there's one interesting game out of them. The rest, I think, are all kind of a bust or boring. So my first one is Atlanta at New Orleans. So the battle of the NFC South. Win by either team and a loss by Tampa puts them into the playoffs and at the top of their division. I think New Orleans is the better team here, and for that reason, I give the go to them to cover the spread at 2.5. Tampa, my second game is Tampa at Carolina. Tampa's favored by 5.5. The thing with Carolina is they've already traded their first round pick to the Bears, and that means they're not playing for the first overall pick for this upcoming draft. With no fear of losing and being a divisional game, which are always difficult, I believe Carolina will cover, but Tampa will win. My third game is Chicago at Green Bay. This one is simple. Local Lodge 1681 president LJ Campone is a huge Green Bay fan, and I've already made a bet with him at the beginning of the season that Chicago will win ahead of Green Bay in the standings for the NFC North. And for that reason alone, I'm taking Chicago to cover. Denver at Las Vegas. Las Vegas favored by 2.5. The issue I see with Denver is they have no identity. Russ has been a huge bust, and there's just too many distractions with that in the locker room. And for that reason alone, I take Vegas to cover. The only interesting game I think out of my picks is Philly at New York, the Giants. With the embarrassing loss to Arizona last week, I believe Philly is going to want to set the tone going into the playoffs. And for that reason, I will take Philly to cover the spread at -4.5. I actually believe that Philly will win this game by 14 or more. And my last game is Seattle at Arizona. Seattle favored by 2.5. Another divisional game, and Arizona coming off an impressive win against the Eagles last week. I believe Seattle is going to struggle in this game. And I think Arizona pulls off the upset and they win this game outright. So see, I take Arizona to cover the spread. And that's my games.
Great picks, Kev. First game I've got is Kansas City Chiefs versus the LA Chargers. LA Chargers are favored by 2.5. The Chiefs really have nothing to play for as they're sitting their starters, Mahomes, Kelsey, and Taylor Swift. Chargers have been dismal all season. I still like the Chiefs to win with their backups. Next game I've got is the LA Rams at the 49ers, my 49ers. 49ers are favored by 3.5. This is the battle of the backups, as neither team has anything to play for, as they have both punched their ticket to the playoffs. So it's Carson Wentz or Sam Darnold. Who do you like more? In this one, I like the 49ers backups more, and the 49ers are my team, so I'm taking them to cover the 3.5. Next game I got is Dallas at Washington. Dallas is favored at 12.5. Cowboys are the better team here, and I believe they have a reason to win, so I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys and the points. It kills me to do it, but I'm going to do it. Last game I got is the Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. This is going to be the game of the week. The Bills haven't been terrible down the stretch here. Actually, they've been playing some pretty decent football, but they always play to the level of their opponent. In this one, they should actually play well because Miami's a pretty good football team. But I think the Bills are motivated because they want to play a home playoff game. So for that reason, I'm going to take the Bills to cover the 2.5. That's it for me.
Nice. Nice picks there, Keith. I do want to say, 1681 President L.J. Camponi is either going to be sleeping in the doghouse or taking his wife Trina out to a nice steak dinner, because I believe he has four bets for the same thing, that the Packers will finish ahead of the Bears. I know he has one against myself and obviously you, Kev, TJ, and I believe our other buddy, Jeff. So it will be interesting.
Well, that makes it the most interesting game of the week then, for sure, if he's sleeping in the doghouse.
Yeah.
And I think we're all going to be cheering for the Bears except for him.
Oh, yeah.
Go for Bears. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that is it from us for this season. We hope you enjoyed our podcast and we'll come back for an even bigger season two. Special thanks to all our guests for coming on and talking about the great work that is happening with the IMAW. We are hoping our little pool will grow, as it's going to a great cause.
With everything pool related, please play responsibly. We are in no way experts. Please don't take our picks to the bank.
If you're interested in joining the IMAW, you can contact us through www.imaw.ca. If you're interested in making a difference in someone's life, you can donate to the Guide Dogs of America. Now is a great time to give if you can. It's up on our Facebook page or through their website at www.guidedogsofamerica.org. Top right-hand corner of the website is the donation tab.
Special shout out to G Smith for our music today. Thanks for the download and thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of the Takeoffs and Touchdown Nation. We hope you enjoyed our podcast and will come back. Join the pool and subscribe to the podcast next year for season two. Be kind. Nobody rob me of my victory. Number one, that's what I'm meant to do. When by any means, only thing that makes sense to me, I can make nice or make history. I got that dog in me, yeah. Turn me up.